All right, so you want to talk about Rendlesham Forest? Buckle up because we're diving into one of the most debated UFO incidents ever.
Britain's Roswell, they call it.
And for good reason, this thing's got it all. Strange lights, military witnesses, even some talk about physical evidence. The whole thing unfolds right after Christmas, 1980.
December 1980, to be exact.
Picture this: rural England, a US Air Force base just outside this place, Rendlesham Forest. You know, kind of seems like the ass place you'd expect. Well, this.
You're right, it's not exactly the middle of the desert or anything.
Exactly. So it all kicks off on December 26th. And get this, it wasn't just a one-night show. We're talking 3 nights in a row of weirdness.
Three nights.
And the witnesses weren't exactly what you'd call amateur sky watchers.
Not at all.
These were U.S. military personnel, trained observers. We're talking about people who could probably spot a, I don't know, golf ball on the moon, right?
Trained to know what's up there, that's for sure.
Okay, so enough build up. What were these guys actually seeing? Lay it on me.
Imagine this. It's dark, you've got the forest, all those sounds, and suddenly, these pulsating lights darting between the trees.
Whoa, whoa, hold up. Not just some faint glow in the
No,
distance.
no, no. Witnesses described them as bright, colorful, and moving in ways that just didn't make sense for any aircraft they knew.
And these lights, they weren't just randomly zipping around, right? There's more to it.
Right. Some people even reported seeing this shape, a triangular craft moving through the trees, silent but making these crazy fast turns, hovering like something out of a movie, really.
Okay, hold on. 1980, right? We're not talking drones here.
Exactly. The tech to even think about doing that back then didn't exist.
It does sound like something ripped straight out of science fiction.
And get this, it wasn't just what they saw.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. Some witnesses, including a Staff Sergeant Jim Peniston, he claimed he felt this energy, almost like a physical sensation, when he got close to the thing.
Wait, he touched it, like actually touched it.
That's what he said. Described it as smooth, metallic, even warm.
No way,
What?
warm. Come on.
Now, we have to remember, this is all coming from eyewitness accounts.
Right. Memories, all that.
But still, when multiple people are saying similar things.
It makes you wonder. So we've got weird lights, a craft that seems impossible, and a guy who says he touched the thing. But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more. Because they found something at the site. And I'm not talking about some blurry photos here. We're talking physical traces.
Yeah, what kind of traces?
After the whole thing went down, investigators found these indentations in the ground. And guess what shape they were in?
Don't tell me triangular.
You got it. Like something heavy had been sitting there.
No way.
And as if that wasn't enough, they found broken branches on trees nearby.
Like, whatever this thing was, it didn't exactly land gracefully.
Exactly. It's like it just plopped itself down in the middle of the forest.
This is nuts. But wait, weren't there rumors about radiation or something
Oh
too?
yeah, I forgot about that. Radiation readings at the supposed landing site. Through the roof compared to the surrounding area.
No way. So we've got strange lights, this bizarre craft, a guy who says he made contact, ground markings, and even radiation. This is like UFO bingo. But hold on, we haven't even gotten to the best part yet.
There's more.
Lieutenant Colonel Charles Hult, and I don't mean he just heard about it later. This was the deputy base commander at the time.
This wasn't just some random guy.
Exactly. He was there. And
And
not only that, but he also had the foresight to document what was going on. We're not talking about some shaky handheld video here, people.
no, we're talking about audio evidence.
This was a high-ranking military official recording in real time.
A man with a lot to lose if he was making stuff up.
You know what? Let's just pause here for a second and actually listen to a clip from Colonel Halt's recording. This is the real deal. Audio clip plays Colonel Halt's voice, intense and confused.
It's definitely coming this way. Strange. This is weird. I don't know about you, but I can hear it in his voice. That's confusion, tension. He is not faking that.
He sounds genuinely perplexed. Right, like he is witnessing something he cannot explain. So we've got these amazing eyewitness accounts, physical evidence, a recording from the guy in charge. You'd think we'd have this whole Rendlesham thing figured out by now, right?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But that's the thing about this case. It keeps you guessing.
I do love a good mystery. So what are some of the explanations people have come up with for all of this?
Well, some people like to start with the simplest explanation.
Keep it simple, right?
Right, and that would be the Orfordness Lighthouse.
The
Yeah,
lighthouse.
it's on the coast, not too far from Rendlesham Forest. The idea is that the lighthouse beam, especially on a foggy night, could have played tricks on the eyes. Bouncing off the trees, maybe?
Okay, so maybe the lighthouse explains some of the lights. But what about that whole triangular craft thing? Did the lighthouse grow wings and take a spin through the forest?
Exactly. That's the problem with that theory. Mm. It doesn't quite explain those more, shall we say, dynamic sightings.
Or the physical traces, right?
Right, those indentations in the ground, the broken branches. The lighthouse wasn't doing that. Okay, so if it wasn't the lighthouse, what about secret military operations?
Ooh, okay, so we're going full conspiracy theory now. I like it. We are talking about a military base after all.
Right, this theory suggests that what they saw was some kind of experimental aircraft, maybe even early drone technology, that the Air Force didn't want anyone to know about.
I mean, it does sound a little far-fetched, but then again, the government has been known to keep a few secrets.
True, but it has been over 40 years. You'd think something would have leaked by now.
Unless they're really good at keeping secrets. All right. You know what explanation everyone's really hoping for? Let's hear it. Aliens. It's aliens, right?
Yeah, the extraterrestrial hypothesis. You gotta admit, it's a classic.
Strange lights, a triangular craft, even radiation. It's like someone read a UFO textbook and said, let's make this happen.
It definitely captures the imagination, that's for sure. Makes you wonder if we're really alone out there.
Right. Like, imagine the story you could tell at a party.
Oh, you think you had a wild weekend. I saw a UFO.
Exactly. But even though it's a great story, we do have to be a little realistic. We can't just jump to aliens without some really strong evidence.
Exactly. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, as they say. And while Rendlesham is definitely strange, I don't know if we're quite at extraordinary evidence yet.
Okay, so not aliens yet. But there is one more explanation we haven't touched on, right? The one where it was all, well, in their heads.
Yes. The psychological explanation. This theory says that maybe it was a case of mass hysteria, a shared delusion, or even just sleep deprivation playing tricks on the mind.
Okay, so basically everyone was just seeing things. Come on, these were trained military personnel, not a bunch of kids telling ghost stories around a campfire.
Right, and that's kind of the problem with this explanation. It doesn't really hold up when you consider who these witnesses were. These were people trained to stay calm and collected under pressure.
It's hard to imagine a whole group of them just collectively losing it.
Exactly. So while the psychological angle is interesting, I'm not sure it completely explains away everything we know about Rendlesham.
Yeah, it's a tough one to swallow. So where does that leave us with Rendlesham Forest? We've got a lighthouse that can't seem to stay put, top secret tech that stayed secret for 40 years, and maybe everyone was just seeing things. I don't know about this.
That's the thing about Rendlesham. It just doesn't fit neatly into any box.
Like trying to squeeze a square peg into a round hole. We've got all these pieces, but no picture. But out of all the UFO sightings out there, what makes Rendlesham so special? Why are we still talking about it after all this time?
I think it's a few things. First, you have to consider who the witnesses were. These weren't just random people. We're talking trained military personnel, officers, people whose job it was to know what was going on up there.
Yeah, you don't get to be a high-ranking military official by mistaking a weather balloon for a spaceship.
Exactly. And then there's the physical evidence. Yeah, it's open to interpretation, but you can't deny there's something there. The ground markings, the branches, even the radiation. Something happened in that forest.
Right. It's like someone went to a lot of trouble to stage a hoax, but then left half the evidence lying around. So, what now? It's been over 40 years. You'd think this case would have gone cold by now.
You'd think so, but here's the thing. New information keeps popping up. Witnesses changing their stories, rumors of government documents that have yet to see the light of day.
So not only is this case unsolved, it's still evolving. That's kind of cool, actually.
It's like a puzzle that keeps changing as you're putting it together, and that's what keeps people hooked.
Rendlesham Forest, the mystery that keeps on giving. But seriously, what would it take to finally solve this thing? What would convince you?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? A piece of the actual craft. Clear, undeniable confirmation from multiple sources. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe it's something we haven't even thought of yet, something that completely changes how we understand things.
Wow, okay, so this is getting deep.
But that's the beauty of Rendlesham. It forces you to confront the unknown, to question what you think you know.
Makes you think, huh?
It does. And maybe that's the real legacy of Rendlesham Forest. It reminds us to keep an open mind.
Because sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction, right? Well, there you have it, folks. The Rendlesham Forest incident. Still unsolved, still fascinating, and definitely still sparking debate. If you want to learn even more about this wild case, check out the show notes. We've got some great book recommendations from our source material so you can dive even deeper into the mystery of Rendlesham Forest. Until next time, keep looking up. And who knows, maybe you'll have your own unexplained encounter.